losing to a beat really just defensive or again starting to be able to keep all top four in the moment at the same time. The loss of Kobe.
Yeah, it's a big loss for us. He's a key guy on our team and in our D point, and you know he's a great partner to have out there. But it's the way it goes sometimes. It's hard to keep the same lineup and keep what you want. But it gives opportunities for other guys to step up and show what they got. We got some shoes to fill, but I think we'll be all right. He hasn't, I guess we haven't really sat down and talked yet about it, but he's a strong guy. I'm sure he'll be okay. It's never the easiest thing to sit out and miss a bunch of games like that, and knowing that it's not a day-to-day thing, it's going to be a while, but it's something that you got to deal with, and that's part of our job. I'm pushing for Bogosian. I think we could really, feed off each other, but I doubt that would ever happen. Right now, probably, if I look, it'd probably be Hainsey, but not 100% yet.
Does much need to be said between guys, or guys just know that they got to try to pick up the slack in this kind of situation?
I think guys just know that they got to, pick up slack a little bit more, and I think everyone knows what Toby means to this team, and it's not going to be an easy spot to fill, but you got to try to do your best.
Are you guys encouraged by your team defense the last couple outings here?
I think so. I think we got a pretty good decor, and I believe that we can make or break our game is with our decor, and that's something that we've been focusing on.
As grown men and kids, they want to know where to get one of these jackets once they see this now, all over Winnipeg.
I'm going to have to go on the internet and find it.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.